Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a girl called Jennifer Marsden, who is a comedian, someone who tells jokes in front of an audience.
Jennifer, you're only 16, but have already taken part in several comedy shows. When did you first realise you were good at telling jokes?
I've always tried to make people laugh. At home, though, I was never sure if everyone was laughing to keep me happy or if my jokes were actually funny. This changed when I went to a big-name comedy show and chatted with one of the stars. I tried one of my jokes on him and he laughed, which gave me enough confidence to try performing in a school show.
How do you write your funniest jokes?
Well, what seems to get the most laughs is when I take day-to-day things that have happened to me and change them a bit so they're funnier. Any technique suggested by someone else, like seeing the news on TV and creating jokes based on that, has never worked well for me.
What do your classmates at school think about you being a comedian?
A lot of them are creative, but because nobody else does comedy, they're pleased to have someone they know who's got those skills. It's good for the school, and my classmates like telling their friends about me. They all say they expected me to do well, which I find surprising.
What do you find most difficult when you're on stage?
The hardest thing for any comedian is when an audience doesn't find you funny. I'm sure that'll happen to me one day. Once, I couldn't remember which joke came next, so there was a long, embarrassing silence. Someone said, "Hurry up!" really loudly, which made me think of a funny reply that made everyone laugh.
Who has helped you develop as a comedian most?
My teachers have been fantastic in encouraging me. As they're not comedians, though, it's hard for them to help me improve. Seeing how the audience reacts tells me directly whether my material's working or not, which has pushed me to do better more than anything else. I pick up ideas watching my favourite comedians in films too.
Do you want a career in comedy in the future?
When I was younger, I used to dream of being a doctor. I liked the idea of helping people. Obviously, comedy helps people. It's good for us to laugh. But I think it would stop being fun if it was my job. I enjoy the shows too much to give them up totally, but I'd rather do something else.
Now listen again.
Jennifer, you're only 16, but have already taken part in several comedy shows. When did you first realise you were good at telling jokes?
I've always tried to make people laugh. At home, though, I was never sure if everyone was laughing to keep me happy or if my jokes were actually funny. This changed when I went to a big-name comedy show and chatted with one of the stars. I tried one of my jokes on him and he laughed, which gave me enough confidence to try performing in a school show.
How do you write your funniest jokes?
Well, what seems to get the most laughs is when I take day-to-day things that have happened to me and change them a bit so they're funnier. Any technique suggested by someone else, like seeing the news on TV and creating jokes based on that, has never worked well for me.
What do your classmates at school think about you being a comedian?
A lot of them are creative, but because nobody else does comedy, they're pleased to have someone they know who's got those skills. It's good for the school, and my classmates like telling their friends about me. They all say they expected me to do well, which I find surprising.
What do you find most difficult when you're on stage?
The hardest thing for any comedian is when an audience doesn't find you funny. I'm sure that'll happen to me one day. Once, I couldn't remember which joke came next, so there was a long, embarrassing silence. Someone said, "Hurry up!" really loudly, which made me think of a funny reply that made everyone laugh.
Who has helped you develop as a comedian most?
My teachers have been fantastic in encouraging me. As they're not comedians, though, it's hard for them to help me improve. Seeing how the audience reacts tells me directly whether my material's working or not, which has pushed me to do better more than anything else. I pick up ideas watching my favourite comedians in films too.
Do you want a career in comedy in the future?
When I was younger, I used to dream of being a doctor. I liked the idea of helping people. Obviously, comedy helps people. It's good for us to laugh. But I think it would stop being fun if it was my job. I enjoy the shows too much to give them up totally, but I'd rather do something else.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to write your answers on the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.